Hello, Dog Days of Podcasting listeners. You are listening to Chuck Chat Freestyle. I am Chuck Tomasi, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I think my head's about to explode. It's getting a little hectic right now on the old schedule. Between stuff happening at work, stuff happening for the podcast workshop PIY 2017. Phoenix, Arizona, October 28th, 2017. Hope to see you here. There's my ad. I'm going to start sticking it in everywhere I can. I had a wonderful discussion with my dad last night. I think I mentioned I called them to wish them happy anniversary on Saturday. And he sent me a letter today, an email, a Word document with a whole bunch of questions and answers, and it clarified some things. And we are going to talk later this afternoon to just kind of go through some of those things. Wonderful being able to tap the man's brain in an area of expertise that he has. I got a lot of things right, but I got a few key gaps that I should have seen coming. So no big surprises there, but it's not too late to correct them. We have about 11 weeks left to go before PIY, and I'll be honest, I think about three or four of them are just going to be total black holes of time that I won't be getting much done. So I am really, really eager and anxious, is a better word, to get them fired off sooner rather than later, because once we pick up stakes and go to Wyoming for a week and a half, it's going to be really tough for me to get anything done and keep that moving forward. So I have some good leads of people who are interested in speaking, and I'm trying to pull together a weekly status meeting for those people so that we can just keep it moving. I've seen this done. It's sort of like when you're doing algebra in high school. You see the teacher do the exercise on the board, it looks simple, and then when you try to do it, you forget a step, and it doesn't look so simple anymore. It's like, hey, it made sense when they did it, but my example doesn't look quite right. That's kind of what I'm in right now. And what else is happening? That was PIY. Work stuff is just as crazy. The workshop at the end of August, I'm pulling together and I'm walking through examples that I'm going to show and labs they're going to do, because you don't want to just show them how to do something and then they repeat the exact same thing. Getting back to that algebra thing, the teacher never did the examples that were in the book. They showed you something slightly different to give you the concept. That's what I'm working on. And I hit something that I swear I've done before that just doesn't want to work right now, but I've got to go back and research that. Okay, enough of the update. 2 days, update four, CND is from April 21st, 1987. I think I figured out why D and why I'm going to start over. That's just the way my brain is going right now. I think I figured out why D asked me to go to the concert 2 weeks ago. I was being nice to her all along and didn't even know it. This guy from 30 years ago sounds pretty clueless to me. It was that dedication that kept her going when I didn't even realize it. She was learning about me, and her feelings must have been getting stronger all along while I just sat back and enjoyed the company. I sure am glad I stuck with it. New topic. Last night, Penguin and I were discussing her J and my D. Oh, I forgot about this. Penguin was going out with a guy named JR. I told her that someday I would like to marry D, but not right now. I graduate in December and D graduates a year from now. If we are still together by that time, by the time I graduate, then I will talk to her about how she feels. I learned the hard way that if you start talking about marriage this early in a relationship, things can get scary. I'm not even going to joke with Dee about marriage or kids yet. I'm serious about marrying her and want kids someday, but we still have a lot to learn. So far, the ideas were the same in the chat that Penguin and I had, but then we differed when it came to marriage and living together. She said that she would rather live with someone for a year before tying the knot, and I said that I believe a man and a woman should be married before living together. Call it upbringing, call it morals, but that's what I believe. If this develops into a debate, please bring it to the debates board. Today is traditional lunch day for me and Dee. She is working on taking tomorrow night off so we can go to the movies and watch more submarine races. We always talk, but I plan to keep marriage out of the conversation until after graduation. Many things can happen between now and then. I plan on keeping the torch going, but I keep ready for the unexpected. McCoy out. So you can probably tell that everything worked out in terms of the marriage and the kids. So that was ancient history. But my feelings towards living together and being married have also changed, as I have two daughters. One of them has been living with a man. Well, not presently, because they're in different physical locations, but through college, they were living and working and sleeping together, and I'm okay with that. My feelings have changed. So a lot of what I thought in my first 20 years has changed in the last 30 years. So that's today's update. No references to mention. I think I already mentioned who Penguin was. She's one of the female listeners on the board, and we'll just take it from there. So until next time, thank you, keep listening, have fun, and take care.